course, the 4th of July means fireworks and backyard barbecues and having a couple of cold beers. And it also means the hot dog eating contest as well. I'm joined by the multiple-time hot dog eating champion who is recently, or I should say last year, was upset, knocked off his 8-year run as the champ. Joey Chestnut is our guest. Joey, how are you?
Doing pretty good. Still trying to redeem myself after last year.
Yeah, how about that? Did you have an off day, or did Matt Stoney just come out of nowhere and grab the title from you?
You know what? I knew going into it my training was off. The whole 2 months of training, but I knew I was having a bad time, and it's not like he broke my record or anything. He did great. He did 62, but I was just really off, and I didn't deserve to win. So this year I really went back to the drawing board and I put in some serious work.
What does the work entail, Joey? I mean, is it a matter of eating a bunch of hot dogs, stretching your stomach? Tell me what the 2 months of ramp up time to get ready for this is. What exactly?
It's more than eating hot dogs is part of it, but a lot of it's recovery, a lot of it's figuring out my body, and I've been using the same training cycle as when I was like 21 years old. So I'm 32 now, so I need to change it a little bit, give my body a little bit more rest in between practices. I need to start running more. So actually, I'm coming in this year a lot lighter. I'll be able to control my breathing a lot better during the contest, and I feel like I found a lot more speed. I think I'll definitely be able to push my capacity and make my body work for me.
Yeah, no, I laugh because it sounds like an athletic. You train, you got to control your breathing. And how do you breathe when you're going as fast as we've all seen you go, and you're sticking them in your mouth as fast as you can stick them in there, and your cheeks are bulging out? I mean, do you have to practice that, or is it just kind of human instinct to continue breathing while you're shoving this stuff down your mouth?
Yeah, usually people, like, their instinct is to stop breathing when they're eating really quickly, and then they become winded. I have to practice finding that rhythm and sneaking the breath in between bites and swallows and when I can just in that perfect rhythm. Same way a runner, it keeps the same breathing pattern while they're running within the same number of strides. I need to find that perfect breathing pattern mixed in with my bites and chews and swallows and I think. I think I'm healthier now, so I can push it, and my body won't get winded.
Joey, do you have a coach, or are you self-taught? Are you like the Bubba Watson of hot dog eating? Like, how do you figure out this stuff? Is it trial and error? Is there somebody that came before you that offers you some advice? How do you learn this stuff?
You're absolutely right. It's trial and error. When I was 21, when I really got started doing it, I started figuring out my method. And like I said, I put in a lot of work back then when I was young, and then I just started dominating, and everything worked for a while. I got a little bit older, and my metabolism slowed down, so I gained weight a little bit, and I was forced to go back to the drawing board this last year and figure it out again. And I feel like now I'm better than ever. And there's no books written about competitive eating, so it's a matter of everybody being in tune with their body and pushing it to the limit.
Joey Chestnut is our guest, the 8-time hot dog eating champion. You know, you mentioned it a couple of times that you've been running more to lose weight, and that when you started to gain weight, your performance would dip a little bit. You would think that a competitive eater, somebody that can eat those massive amounts, would be a heavy guy, or at least a really big guy. You and other people that have been as successful at this as they have, that's not typically the way that it goes. Maybe you're tall or whatever, but you don't really see a bunch of big fat guys dominating this sort of thing.
Yeah. Back when I went into it in 2005, there were a lot more big guys, but the numbers weren't nearly what they're at now. Now it's a lot of CrossFit people who really enjoy pushing their body to ridiculous limits, and it shows. The healthier you are, it makes sense. You wouldn't expect a 400-pound person to push themselves to a crazy limit within 10 minutes. Maybe a 400-pound guy could eat as much as me in an hour and a half, but in those 10 minutes, he'll be winded and sweaty after literally 40 seconds. And then once he's winded, I'll keep going.
Joey, what's the after like? I mean, you eat that amount of hot dogs, and I mean, is it a couple hours that you feel awful? Is it a couple of days? How long does it take before you feel normal, for lack of a better word, again?
Yeah, it's going into it, I'm prepared to feel like garbage for about a day and a half, and that's one thing. Like a runner, when they run a marathon, they know they're going to feel like garbage after a marathon. A boxer knows they're going to get hit, and they're going to feel like they're going to get hurt. And being able to accept, all right, I'm going into this, and I'm going to feel like garbage for this amount of time, it allows me to push myself even farther. And then afterwards, I'm lethargic, and I'm want to go to sleep, and then roll over, find a better position to digest food, and then I'm running to the bathroom, and I go out for drinks, and I don't feel like drinking. I get a little heartburn, but your body can adapt to do ridiculous things, and it usually recovers without too much trouble.
Joey Chestnut is our guest, hot dog eating champion. Joey, you mentioned it that, you know, there's no books on this. You mentioned that you're 32 years old, that you're getting to a point where you're having to change your training techniques and whatnot. What do you do as somebody when this is done? I mean, do you write a book? Is there an opportunity to become a coach? I mean, what's the senior circuit for a competitive eater?
There's no real senior circuit, but Once I'm done competitive eating, I'll go back to the real world. I got my civil engineering degree, and I've worked in construction management. But I'm right now. I'm living the dream, just getting to travel around. But I don't know where it's going to go next, or how long I'll do it. As long as my doctors keep telling me I'm healthy, and my blood work comes back good, I'll keep being somewhat involved in competitive eating. But I'm still having a blast.
What about like play-by-play? Like maybe you could be the analyst, like when they put it on ESPN or whatever, you could come in and say, well, I remember back in 2008 when I won this thing, I had a similar situation. Is there broadcasting opportunities as an eater?
There's not that much TV, and I'm not that that quick-witted. I'm good at eating. I'm not the best at talking. I can crunch numbers if I need to, but eating's where that's my specialty.
Joey, it's become kind of an iconic event, the hot dog eating contest on the 4th of July. And I ask this with all due respect. How famous are you? Do you walk down the street? Do people recognize you? Do they like, hey, that's the guy that eat the hot dogs? Or if you walk through an airport, would nobody notice you?
Yeah, what would they notice me? In the airport, usually I get noticed in the airport. Always at a sporting event. Baseball fans will put it together real quickly. Bars every now and then, and it's always guys buying me drinks, and then the girl's like, why is that guy getting drinks bought for him? Who is he?
Aren't there hot dog groupies?
I wouldn't call them groupies, but there's definitely been women who like winners, and I'm a guy who eats and wins.
There you go. Well said. And then you see, you sold yourself short. That's a very good answer. There is a future in broadcasting. That's Joey Chestnut. The hot dog eating contest coming up on the 4th of July. He's looking to capture his title back from Matt Stoney. Joey, I appreciate you coming on. Thanks a bunch.
No, thank you. You guys have a great holiday.
Yeah, you too. That's really funny. Well, women like winners, and I win. That's a hell of a thing, isn't it? Hot dog groupies.